Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2291, The Joy of Open Space by Rose Lounsbury of roselounsbury.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Welcome back to our Sunday bonus episode, where I share an article with you from a different podcast in our network to keep your life nice and optimized. Today's episode is coming from our very first podcast, all about personal development, Optimal Living Daily. You can find that show wherever you're listening to this, and please do follow or subscribe to the show to get new episodes every day. And with that, here's Justin with the post and commentary as we optimize your life.
The Joy of Open Space by Rose Lounsbury of roselounsbury.com. I've been an on and off insomniac for much of my adult life. It started my first year of teaching when I spent nights anxiously rewriting lesson plans in my head, trying to create the most whiz-bang learning experience of my students' lives. Little did I know at that time that most seventh graders do not consider English class the most whiz-bang experience of their lives. In fact, use of the word whiz-bang automatically discredits it from any consideration in their top 10 life experiences. Once I finally settled down as a teacher, a more vicious stress hit, infertility. I spent entire nights in paralytic worry. Will I ever have children? Will Josh and I grow old in a quiet home, just the two of us? We were blessed in 2009 when that problem resolved with the birth of our triplets. And of course, as all parents know, there's nothing more relaxing than a newborn, right? My worries had only begun. Despite the exhausting work of caring for three babies, I often found myself unable to sleep when my head hit the pillow. I tried all sorts of higgery-jiggery to induce sleep, counting backwards from 500, drinking warm milk, limiting screen time. One mental exercise, though, sticks out in my mind: imagining myself in my ideal environment. What's strange is that despite my efforts to place myself in various exotic locales, my mind always conjured the exact same image. A woman in the midst of a prairie, leaning on a fence. She rests her head on her arms, which are folded across the top fence rail, propping one leg carelessly along the bottom. Her long hair is pulled back casually. She gazes off into the distance toward the faint outline of a mountain range. Far behind her, somewhere, is a house, all by itself. Alone in the vastness. She turns to me and smiles, then stares back in her original direction. I became obsessed with her. Who was she? Why was she so calm, so peaceful? I wanted to be her. Would I have to move to Montana? Stop wearing makeup? Learn how to saddle up some doggies? Learn what saddle up some doggies means? She became my own little Mona Lisa. What was that smile about? Was she taunting me? Inviting me? What did she know that I didn't? As I've minimized so many of my physical possessions over the years, something about this woman has become clear. My fixation with the image isn't so much about her, it's about the space. She's not the most important part of the picture. The vast emptiness around her is. I've realized something else too. As I slowly shed the burden of my stuff, I became more like her. I didn't need to move to Montana or some tropical island in the middle of nowhere. I created a peaceful environment right here in suburban Dayton, Ohio, by creating more open space in my home. I've said many times to people who've inquired about my minimalist habits that the reason I do it is because it makes me feel calm. I no longer look about my house anxiously, fearing that my stuff will swallow me whole. I feel at peace. No vacation required. I believe everyone feels this way when they encounter open space. Take my classroom, for example. As I started creating open space in my home, I did the same thing at work. I remember the day I donated a large red rolling cupboard to a new teacher. When my students came into my room and saw the bare corner, they were astounded. "What did you do?" they asked. "It feels different in here." Some didn't say anything, though, and simply walked over to the space, raised their arms, and twirled slowly in a circle. Let me remind you, these were 12 and 13-year-olds. Arms up twirling isn't their typical stance. Yet confronted with the unexpected joy of open space, they cannot help but adopt the universal body language of wonder and happiness. There's something in all of us that attracts us to open spaces. I bet if you asked 100 people to imagine their ideal environment, 99 of them would name something that involved space, a beach, a woods, a field, a river, etc. I doubt anyone would describe their ideal environment as a crowded shopping mall or a basement bursting with boxes of old memorabilia or a living room stuffed with toys and magazines. Yet we consistently place ourselves in these environments every single day. It's no wonder we long for vacations. Vacation is not just a break from our daily routines, it is often a break from the overwhelming stress of our stuff. So I have a challenge for you. Imagine yourself in your ideal environment. Got an image? Good. Now create it. In your daily life, at work, in your house, with your family. It is possible. And in case you're wondering, I've been sleeping better lately. I'm not sure if that's due to minimizing or not, but I do know that the image of the woman on the prairie no longer mystifies me. Nowadays, when she turns to me with that secret smile, I know exactly what she's smiling about. You just listened to the post titled, "The Joy of Open Space" by Rose Lounsbery of roselounsbery.com.
Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial.
Really interesting perspective and observation from Rose that I've never put together about how if you pretty much ask anyone to imagine themselves in their ideal environment or anywhere they'd like to be, they'd likely imagine someplace very open, most probably outdoors, but even if you don't like the outdoors, it's unlikely to be someplace with a lot of clutter. That clutter really seems to have a direct correlation to how cluttered our minds feel. Like when my mind is juggling a bunch of things, maybe tasks, worries, anything really, I feel like my space becomes more cluttered too. But when things are calm and there's less anxiety and less pressure, generally my space will also resemble that mindset. Things will generally be less cluttered. That's the case for me. I'm not sure about you. And I think it works both ways. The more cluttered the space, then the more cluttered our brains feel too, kind of like a feedback loop. But that's something to think about today for the Friday episode. Maybe it'll spark something in you to do some minimizing or decluttering this weekend. In either case, have a great weekend if you're listening in real time, and I'll see you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.